Continuing our services, we will pause to read and hear the holy and precious Word of God, this time from that familiar Shepherd's Psalm, the 23rd Psalm in Jesus' name, as follows. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were in Saskatchewan for a mother's camp there, and can relate greetings from there. And for myself, serving there, I felt kind of alone as the only male there. But I experienced during that weekend encouragement and refreshment for my weak faith. When I was able to witness and experience the mothers there when they shared with one another their psalms and their joys and their desire to be obedient and trusting in God. And at one speaking turn, I was trying to think of some portion of God's Word that could help and comfort and refresh the dear mothers. And this Shepherd's Psalm came to mind. And I mentioned how often this psalm is on funeral cards and often remembered at those times of trials, of sorrow and parting. And certainly it is a beautiful psalm at such times. But it is also one, I think, that is so comforting to the child of God on the endeavor of faith. When we think of these beautiful words and how David makes this proclamation that the Lord is his shepherd. And we know how, in a temporal sense, how David's life was remarkable in that from that lowly shepherd boy, he rose to be the king of Israel. He came from one of the lowliest places of that time. And we remember of when God had revealed to Samuel that he had rejected Saul as being king. He sent him to the house of Jesse to anoint a new king. And Jesse had several sons. And when Samuel came, Jesse had his sons go one by one before Samuel. But God's Spirit didn't move Samuel to anoint any of these sons. And so Samuel questioned him that, "Are these all of your sons?" And Jesse had to admit that, "No, there remains one more, I think the youngest, who is out with the sheep." Jesse felt that certainly David wouldn't be that one that would be anointed, and so there was no point in calling him. But then Samuel said to go and fetch him immediately. And when David came, it was remarkable how the Spirit moved Samuel to anoint him. And we learn, as Scriptures teach from that, how man looks upon the outward form of man, but God sees into the hearts of men. And so David eventually assumed the throne and began to reign in Israel. But we remember also how David fell into grievous sins. But God had grace and forgave him through the prophet Nathan. And so many experiences David had. But it's precious in these words of the psalm how he was humbled to that place of a child, to know that he needed the shepherding of the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus. And how that shepherd led him to these green pastures and still waters. We also can relate to this psalm, how we have the same shepherd. And he has, even this weekend, guided our paths to come here where we could be beside the still waters, where we were able to lie in these green pastures, when we have enjoyed this Christian fellowship, and when God has fed us through His word. And so we have been refreshed, and we have received food for our souls. And as often is heard from the children of God when we have been together at services or in the fellowship of God's children, we say that it's been good to be here. And we've felt that we have needed to be here. And God has known our needs. We come to services from many situations in life. God knows all of these. He knows even those battles that rage within each of us in our personal endeavor of faith. And He knows what we need, and He leads us to those places. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. We travel in this world, this ever-darkening world. And when we look around us in society, we see and feel how it seems that the evil is accelerating and increasing at a faster and faster pace. Godlessness is becoming ever more prevalent, and it can cause us to doubt and to even fear that what will this world be like for our children and our grandchildren. But yet, as we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we can, as David writes here, that we do not have to fear the evil. We know that God will care for us and guide us when we want to remain obedient in faith. And He will help us in those things, even where we cannot understand or know how we'll be able to manage, how we'll be able to provide for a large family. A mother may wonder and doubt that, how can I continue to except children? Will I be able to care for them? How will my health be? And so on. But these Christian mothers have entrusted to the good care of the Heavenly Father from generation to generation. There's nothing new. But we have seen, and we can look to those generations before us that we have seen and witnessed, and we've always seen how God has helped and God has blessed His obedient children. And so we can take that kind of comfort from this psalm and that kind of encouragement that Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that a beautiful proclamation from the heart of a child of God through faith? That we entrust our lives and all things into the good care of the Heavenly Father. Even those that are so difficult for us to have faith in and believe, we especially need to entrust those into the care of the Heavenly Father, and to remember to pray continually. And when those difficult days and doubts come, we can pray to God, ask for His help, ask that He would give us strength to endure, even then when we feel we are weak and faulty and wondering if we can take another step. Thinking of you, dear young people who are also gathered at these services, it warms the hearts of us older ones to see that it is your desire to also be in the care of the Good Shepherd, to be here at services, to be where the children of God are gathered. You can also say with David here that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the desire of each of us, that we could dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that none of us would become deceived and give up this precious portion that we have as children of God, but that each of us would cling to it as the most precious matter in our lives. Even though the world offers many things that are attractive to us, many ideals of this world and many treasures and pleasures that would want to entice us away. But those are all perishing treasures. The treasures that we own through faith are everlasting and unperishing. It pays to fight the good fight of faith, as Paul wrote to his younger co-worker, Timothy. It is a good fight, and it's a fight worth fighting and struggling and remaining on the narrow way. But we know that moments such as we have experienced this weekend warm our cold and tired hearts, encourage us to continue on the way of life. And when we look forward to beginning a new week of work or school or everyday life, we can go with encouragement, being refreshed in our faith, making new promises to continue on the way of life. Be encouraged, dear child of God, and lift up your hearts to believe. The latest sins and faults of the journey forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. This gospel is your power unto salvation when you believe. It will not leave you on the way or leave you ashamed, but you will receive a great reward in heaven, as our Lord and Savior Jesus has said. It pays to believe. And I ask in closing that, can I yet believe my many sins and doubts forgiven? I want to remain as a child in this kingdom of children, and to also with you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And my wife and I would like to also thank you for that love and hospitality that you have extended to us this weekend. It has been good for us to be here. And when we have come to serve, we find that we have received much more than we have been able to serve. So may God bless and keep each of us in His care, so that no one would be lost on the way, but each of us would one day be at those services there in heaven, around the Lamb and around the throne, singing those eternal praises to our Lord and Savior and our beloved Heavenly Father. It pays to believe. We are the most fortunate of all people when our sins are forgiven and we have peace with God. In Jesus' name, amen.